Welcome to Real Flicks Reviews Movie News. This week we have Jonathan Charney, James Stevens, and Ryan Preston. And so the question of the week is this. What TV show would you like to see become a movie? And our answers coming up soon. So, I got some bad news for you. Everybody's favorite Shepherd has passed. Ron Glass, star of Bernie Miller, Firefly, died at 71 this week. And
really young.
Yeah, I was legitimately sad. He's one of my favorite characters in a lot of TV shows.
Yeah.
But I think Barney Miller and, to me, Barney Miller and Firefly are probably the things I actually know him for.
Yeah, that's about it.
I definitely never watched Barney Miller, but yeah, he was the priest in Firefly.
The Shepherd.
Shepherd, sorry. It's been a while.
Hey, John, can you see Bobcat Goldthwait?
No.
Brown coats for life, y'all.
And the other one was Mrs. Brady died.
Yeah.
Florence Henderson, another one that died. So our condolences to... Was it Ron Glass and Florence Henderson's family?
Yep.
We're kind of sad that they passed. And I do have on a happier note. Hopefully it's a little bit more happier than talking about somebody croaking. Are any of you excited about the new Tomb Raider movie?
Condolences to the family. I'm sorry your family croaked.
Well,
It does say
irreverent, you know, irreverent opinions in our copy. So come on,
I was just laughing at the juxtaposition.
Oh, you there. Like
it was hilarious.
You like the world's worst transition?
Yeah, you're not.
So you gave the condolences to the family directly. So when our viewers go out there and see him in person, they can pass those along.
So, do any of you like the Angelina Jolie movie Tomb Raider movies?
No.
I was gonna have to say no on that one too.
I liked the first one mainly because I'm kind of a fan.
You didn't.
No, I actually enjoyed it for one because it was Lara Croft.
No, see, I liked Lara Croft, and there's no way I can consider that bullshit Lara Croft or a movie.
Okay, why is it Lara?
I don't even acknowledge its existence as
Lara
a movie.
Croft.
Well, don't get me wrong. I mean, it was the first time I saw it, I'm like, cool, you know. Pretty much watching it, it's a Lara Croft movie, watching it, then you're like, okay, this is pretty much just Angelina Jolie being an action star showing boobs. I mean, it's pretty much what it is.
It's not Lara Croft, that's really bugging me. Does Lara know that you're cutting out letters in her name?
It's Lara.
Lara.
It's Lara.
Lara.
There you go, that's another acceptable pronunciation.
That's what I've been saying.
I'm keeping it Lara, just because I've already stepped my foot in it. So
he can't say Bobcat Goldthwait either.
So apparently from...
We got a theme going. We got to run with it.
Yeah, come on. It's been my shtick to begin with, so I'm sticking to it, damn it. So apparently the Lara...
Okay, John.
Why are you putting emphasis on the H?
We're just enabling.
So, apparently the Lara Croft story is going to be back to the root story. Sounds like it's going to be a reboot. Lara Croft is in search to see if her father is dead or alive. So, it's pretty much a restart.
Okay, which who's playing her?
I don't remember. I actually think it's a good idea if they completely restart the character.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to see what they did.
That sounds remarkable.
Hello. What'd you say?
It sounds remarkably like what?
Ryan?
Right. Like a video game that's played.
Oh.
I was really glad they needed the complete
reboot. That sounds
reboot.
Exactly like the plot of the video game.
Yeah, pretty much. That's what it sounded like to me. Like,
yeah.
Didn't they do that already? Oh, wait, it was a video game, so I just let it go.
You know, I'd be happy if they actually did the first video game story, the recent reboot.
Oh, okay.
Because that was actually really well done.
Yeah. I haven't even played the second game yet. I need to.
I actually don't remember who's going to start.
It's almost like an extended version. It's really the same gameplay because they came out so close to each other.
Yeah, they did.
God, I don't remember who was going to star in it. If you give me a second, I'll be able to tell. I was really happy to hear it's a reboot because I just think
the Angelina Jolie movies were kind of just action shit fests versus being an actual story.
Well, they were really, it was really a joke to action and shit fests.
That's pretty much what it seemed like to me. It was trying to be like Indiana Jones and I don't know, Rambo.
That's pretty much. I mean, I think they were trying to make a...
Except for she didn't get any cool knives.
You mean swords? I think they were trying to make a sword. It turned into one. You know, I think you're right. It was trying to be a female action star, and it turned out to be pretty much a teenage boy's wet dream instead of being a legitimate action star.
Pretty much, yeah.
And so,
well, that's what I was going to say. I mean, it really wasn't even Angelina Jolie's fault.
No.
You know, it was really just conceptually doomed from the beginning.
I think that she played the role that they gave her, and that's as far as I can say.
I would say it's her fault in that what James said. You know, she just kind of phoned it home, because you can kind of tell.
Yeah.
I do remember hearing a
That was a paycheck for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Not as good as Ben Affleck's paycheck movie.
I do remember her being pissed that they digitally erased her
Which
nipples.
Literally was a paycheck.
Yes, I agree, John.
What?
I have no idea.
Oh, I remember, like, the only thing I remember really about that movie is they digitally erased her nipples in all the movies, and I remember her being very pissed about it, which I thought was a strange thing to be upset about.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
What's a strange thing to edit?
Did you ever watch...
Must have been a female editor.
Jeez. There's that movie with Keira Knightley. It was Arthur? Was it the latest King Arthur movie?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, with Hayden's what's his face? Legolas.
Yeah.
And they had Keira Knightley in the U.S. version. They digitally enhanced her breasts, and she was incredibly pissed.
Oh, I would be, too. That's pretty... That's kind of crossing a line.
Yeah, Brian, you don't need bigger breasts.
Yeah, I'd be upset if somebody did that to me. That's all I'm saying.
I'd be laughing my ass off if they did it to you. It's like, Ryan, you need a little support there, bud.
Actually, can't you do that on a little picture?
Did any of you guys Pixar fans?
Yes and no.
Yeah.
What about the movie Cars?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So Cars 3 has been teased in a previews of Lightning McQueen's major crash.
Okay.
So it sounds like what it is.
I'm in.
So I'm kind of excited. From what I've heard, it sounds like
I didn't see Planes though.
I really liked Planes. The first Planes was really good. The second one was entertaining.
Well, that's usually what they do with the cartoons.
Can you? Sorry. Apparently, we have a wild animal walking in my studio here. What the hell?
I don't know. The cat just opened the door and wanted to come in.
I liked Cars. I loved the little details in Pixar movies. My favorite one was the little ladybugs who were Volkswagen Beetles.
Oh, yeah.
They were little touches in this movie. That
was pretty cool.
That if you weren't paying attention,
yeah,
you would
Pixar
miss.
Pixar is known for being just, you know, just do cool for school and the cleverest, you know, people.
Yeah, pretty much.
When it just ultimately, I mean, you can go through that thing frame by frame and find... just every Easter egg in the world, you know.
Oh yeah,
and it's amazing.
Little hints and clues and
it's amazing how
Easter
like
eggs.
Like years later they're still finding stuff. And
oh
like,
yeah,
to me that's amazing.
Oh, so you want to hear an Easter egg that I saw today?
Sure.
So I went to the AT&T store. I had to have them basically give me my account information. I forgot some of it. Anyway, they had a ET plane in the background.
Okay.
The digitally remastered one, dude. That thing looks clean. Anyway,
probably had no guns.
So I'm sitting there, I was kind of like looking at it. They didn't have the sound playing or anything. But you remember when they dressed E.T. up in the ghost outfit and they're walking down the street?
Yeah.
So a little boy dressed as Yoda walks by.
Yeah.
E.T. turned around and tried to walk off with him. And I think it was Lucas and Spielberg... verified fan theories that E.T. and Star Wars are in the same universe.
Now,
was E.T. Basically being like, hey, buddy, save my ass.
I'm really hoping Disney actually includes that somewhere within the canon, the new canon of Star Wars.
That would be kind of cool. So he was trying to walk off with Yoda.
The council.
Yeah. So on the what the hell pile, Smurfs, The Lost Village, has been confirmed.
You know,
Joe Manganiello?
Didn't they make a movie that failed?
Yeah, number two, Smurfs 2. The first one was good for nostalgia's sake, but going?
See, I wanted a cartoon movie without the other live-action crap. I didn't need, like, Smurfs 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Why don't they make, like, a California Raisins cartoon?
Because at this point, everybody's going to be wondering who the hell they are.
Well, they're doing a Trolls cartoon. The Trolls never had a cartoon.
True. And we're coming up a little late, but I just want to add this because I think this is cool. Is John Cleese entering the DC Extended Universe?
Cleese.
John Cleese.
Whatever. It's not a C, it's a G. Whatever. Anyway, that's cool.
I'm kind of
excited.
What
is he going to be doing in it, though?
You know, this doesn't really say. It's kind of one of those, oh, this is what we think, or this is what we know.
That'll be interesting. I don't think I've ever seen him do a straight role.
Is he capable of doing a straight role?
No, I have a feeling he's going to be like, remember when they tried to make him Q in the Pierce Brosnan?
Yes, I forgot about that. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, because Desmond.
Hello? Hello? Ryan?
She sounds kind of creepy. Just moving my fingers back and forth.
Ryan?
It's kind of gross. Are you back? Nope.
Ryan?
Yeah, where'd you lose?
Yeah. Pretty much from any
something
time
about Desmond. You were talking about Desmond.
Oh, yeah no, because he was getting up there in years, so they tried to bring him in his queue. But I think they might put him in a role sort of similar to the James Bond flicks. You know, just sort of goofy, off-the-wall character handing you gadgets.
Okay, hold on.
So there was.
Wait, it's Marvel or DC?
DC. So there was a comment about.
I was going to say it could be J. Jonah Jameson.
There was a comment about something about the. That's interesting. Excalibur, Justice League, King Arthur, John Cleese. And there was a tweet.
DC, you said, right?
Yeah.
So he's supposed to be like the Crusade Knight or something?
I don't know. That's the thing that's going to be interesting because they don't. With DC, especially, you never Crusade know what they're going to do.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
What's that?
Yeah.
Mordred.
Mordred.
They could have they could introduce Mordred into the story, which is Mordred's. If you guys know the DC Extended Universe, I don't want to go into it too much.
Yeah, that is a...
And ladies and gentlemen, we do have a Facebook page, even though you can't tell.
Oh, there it is.
So do us a favor, give us movie news, tell us if you like us, you know, something or else. And
pay some bills.
And so here is the question of the week. What TV show would you like to become a movie? And I've been having a hell of a time picking that, so I'm going to let the guy who actually came up with this question go first.
Okay. Question, Ryan, have you seen The Misfits?
The band?
Yeah.
John, I don't think he has. I would like to see them basically take The Misfits and have them do a movie. That's what The Misfits is.
Yeah,
it's a BBC TV show, and it's teenage delinquents end up getting blasted by a comet type of thing.
Don't they
and
already
they get
have something, movies powers. Similar to that, where these kids got powers and shenanigans happened?
But these are British hooligans.
Yeah.
It's way funnier.
Oh, yeah. These are bad kids. Like, literally bad kids. And yeah, I would like to see this. I think they would, if BBC or whatever the British equivalent of Hollywood is, I think if they did it and put it together, I think it could be great.
So, Ryan?
Oh, it would be better than Suicide Squad.
Well, you know, hey, the time is right for it.
He's still giggling about that.
But, no, to me it was this was a no brainer. It was actually the one fucking question I actually had some notice on for once. instead of right the show like, hey, ask you this in 5 seconds.
So what was your what was
no,
it?
But Deadwood.
Yeah.
Deadwood.
I'd be down with that.
Deadwood. Yeah, Deadwood is
as long as
one
got
of
Ian
those
McShane.
Shows. Anybody who's ever seen it, it ended way too fast. I don't need to explain it.
Yeah, Ian McShane.
They need to give everybody some closure.
See this. Yeah. For me, I don't get I don't have a whole lot of time to watch a lot of TV shows. I watch more movies than anything. So I was having a hard time trying to think of one. So the only thing I could think of would be a Battlestar Galactica movie.
See, now I could understand that, but they already did movies along with the Battlestar.
That's yeah, they kind of killed it all too. You know, there's nothing else to do.
Yeah, they're with the way that they did the
seasons because
they did 2.5, like 4.5, yeah. And then they had Razor and another movie in between the seasons to close everything off. Mm. They did a fantastic job at closing the
show. They were incredibly thorough.
Oh, yeah.
Because I kept trying to think of what TV show I would like to see a movie of, and all the TV shows like I kind of enjoy would make really shitty movies.
You don't want a MacGyver movie?
Oh, hell no. Especially not if it's the new guy.
Wait, they did do that. I was going to say Dragnet, but they did do that.
There was actually a couple. One, there was the 80s that was the comedy, and there's one in 1966, if I don't believe, with the 67 Dragnet characters.
After I said this question, I realized, because I would have gone and defaulted with Deadwood, but I knew Ryan was going to pick that, so it took me a while to figure it out. Because a lot of the shows that are out or that have, you know, they've already done spinoffs and movies of them.
There's not a lot of movies, TV shows, to me, that there's more video games that'd be interesting.
Okay, well, I'll throw it back at you. What do you think about if we throw in something like cartoons in anime? Would that make it easier? Would you be able to fix something?
It would be a little bit easier.
Because I didn't pick anime or cartoons because of that fact.
Maybe we should ask this question next week, too, but I'll throw in a couple. They're making one of them one's going to be released soon, which is Ghost in the Shell, which is going to be shitty.
What about Cowboy Bebop?
The Akira would be interesting. Cowboy Bebop would be cool if you could get Keanu to play Spike. I actually think he would be a really good character for that.
Yeah, I kind of agree.
I do think that would be a really freaking hard movie to cast, though.
Yeah.
I think getting people right. On the other hand, I think you would sell a shit ton of soundtracks.
Well, if I was going to throw those in and have Berserk, Samurai Champloo.
There's a ton of anime that I would be down with, and I would also throw in a couple of video games. They're making one of them in Assassin's Creed. I'll be interested to see how that goes.
And honestly, I wouldn't mind an actual legitimate DBZ movie, something that's not completely crap. And Shyamalan Ding Dong, I would like a revision on Avatar: The Last Airbender, not by you.
You know that's the one I'm going to take because I completely I blocked that movie out of ever being. Was I would say an Avatar movie that's actually worth a crap.
Yeah.
Aang.
See, not Aang. Okay. John is not telling people how to pronounce names. All right. Putting that out there.
That was probably the one thing that pissed me off the most was how they said that. Because in the American version, I don't know how you were actually supposed to pronounce it.
Well, it was an American version TV show to begin with.
Yeah, that's the part that really kind of pissed me off. As soon as I heard that, I'm like, I'm going
to
hate this.
Yeah, the girl I went to see that movie would come out of, she's like, I liked it. It was crap.
That poor girl, she was crying all the way home.
That's right. Get out of my car.
And we did a series of unfortunate events.
Yes, we did.
Netflix, if I remember correctly, is making their own version with Neil Patrick Harris taking over Jim Carrey's role. What do you think?
No.
Ryan? You know what? I saw a picture of it. He's just kind of crazy enough to be able to do that. But
do you think it would translate
well? Jim Carrey throws his stink on something like that. I mean, it's hard for somebody else to do it justice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I actually liked the movie series of Unfortunate Events, but how much can you do with that?
Not much.
I mean, it seems to be kind of a one-hit wonder. The guy does this happens.
I saw the TV shows coming out. I'm not that interested in it. I mean, I could see the potential, but I just don't know where they're going to go with it. That's the scary thing.
Yeah, see, I think it'd be maybe two seasons at most.
There's a book, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, there's a couple of them, I thought.
Yeah, but I still don't, I don't know.
And the other one, because it's going to end up turning into, little kids being MacGyver, I think. And the other one I think would be interesting that I want to see, there's going to be a DuckTales reboot. Now, James and I were young enough that it came out when we were kids. Ryan probably caught the tail end of the series.
Or... Speaking of tail, I would like a Tailspin.
Yes. Oh, a Tailspin movie would be pretty badass.
Yeah.
Cartoon, not live action.
A Tailspin movie.
I want to see a cartoon, though, not live action. I'm kind of sick and tired of this. Let's make live action everything.
Although they did do a good job with Jungle Book. I was impressed.
Yeah, but... But
that was spot on.
Yeah, but then you're going to have Baloo flying a plane. I mean, come on here.
No, I'm not arguing that, but, you know, I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah, I mean, but you on the other hand, you have, like, Disney's Haunted House with Eddie Murphy. I mean, it swings, that's a broad brush. It's either amazing or sucks hard.
That's like a belt, man. It's like mentioning Flubber.
Well, which one?
The bad one.
Yeah, the Haunted Mansion thing, that's, I mean, you might as well hand somebody a brick and say, make a movie around this. I mean, that's just built out of whole cloth.
I mean, come on, they did that with Pirates of the Caribbean, though, and somehow managed to pull off at least
There's another good movie.
Oh, that's another thing. I think they're trying to milk this franchise until it bleeds to death.
Well, I mean, they've come to the conclusion that Pirates sells. Which, I don't know why it took you guys so long to realize that. Bring back the pirates, the live pirates at Disneyland, please. The ship-to-ship battles were so awesome.
I still...
Ryan was too young. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, you do? Okay. I think we talked about that, and you're one of the few people I know that remembers that.
See, I'm just tired of Disney trying to make movies out of the rides, because at this point, well, they've got, like, Big Thunder Mountain Railroad... There was a Twilight Zone Tower of Terror movie, if you guys don't remember. It was a kids' movie.
Yes, I remember.
They're just kind of running out of stuff they can do, and now they're just turning... Hell, there's a Snow White movie. I bet, they're running out of stuff. Now they're just rehashing everything, just making it live action.
That's what Disney's always done.
I think it's getting even worse. So
once Walt died, I mean, they pretty much went around and started rehashing everything.
I think because there was a second age of the second golden age of Disney when we were kids. You know, The Little Mermaid, Lion King, Aladdin,
Pinocchio.
You're
right. Pinocchio was before that. Huh?
Yeah, that was. So they were for a while. They were coming out with some amazing movies. I would even include Hercules in that. Not my favorite. I'd say Mulan.
Yeah, Hercules.
Yeah. No, that's the wrong one.
Yeah, you're right.
That's the live action Flubber. I know I said it wrong, but I'm just going to stick with it.
Okay. I don't know. I will definitely check out the new Pirates film because I want them to. I mean, I want them to end on a good note.
I would say animation wise, Disney's only saving grace, I'd say, within the last 15 years was Pixar.
Yeah.
If you notice, Disney doesn't do traditional animation anymore, but. All the movies that have come out that have made Disney money lately that have been cartoons have been Pixar-based.
That's true.
That's the problem I have. And all the movies that have made the money have been all DC movies, Marvel movies, pretty much, in the last so many years. They've been making a ton of money off of Marvel. Yeah. And then Star Wars. Because they're gonna pump out a Star Wars movie every 2 years until Lucas dies, and they're going to, you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, they've already doing TV shows of it, too. So, I mean, Rebels isn't bad at all.
I haven't seen
it. But it's just Disney, you know?
Yeah, I guess we'll see. So, any final comments, James, Ryan?
I'm good. Ryan?
Negative.
Negatory. He wants to go play Skyrim.
So, for Jonathan Charney, James Stevens, and Ryan Preston, Goodbye. Thank you for watching. Thank you.